It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Two very different art exhibits open this week here in New York City. One features an artist few know but is getting some well-deserved attention, and the other lets visitors do something you're usually never allowed to do, and that is touch the art and even take it home with you. Well, joining us now to talk about these two shows is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, let's start with this new show at the Whitney. It's by an artist many people have probably never heard of, Carmen Herrera. Did you know her?
Well, I heard of her only recently because she was included in the Whitney Museum's inaugural exhibition last year. But she is very much a new discovery. At 101 years old, she has never been exhibited in this depth in New York City or anywhere else.
She's the same age as my grandmother. Tell me about her as an artist.
Okay, but don't make her into Grandma Moses. I mean, we all love old lady artists, but Carmen Herrera is not painting nostalgic scenes of farm life. Like Grandma Moses, she's doing hard-edged, geometric paintings that can hold their own next to those of Ellsworth Kelly, early Frank Stella, and other exemplars of minimalism, really.
So has she been painting all of her life? I mean, all these 101 years?
Well, she's not a late bloomer. Like, Grandma Moses started painting in her 80s, okay? Whereas Carmen Herrera has been painting her whole life. It's just that she couldn't get a show in New York City. She arrived here around 1954 and approached various dealers and was told, sorry, you're a woman, you're Latino, we don't know where to put your work. And she stopped trying after a while and just kind of did her work quietly on her own and is still painting today at 101.
So, Deborah, what do her works look like? Can you describe them?
Well, I could say they're geometric abstraction. That might mean something to you. It might not. But the central gallery of the Whitney show, to me, is one of the most beautiful spaces I have ever seen. It consists of her Blanco y Verde paintings, white and green. Forgive my pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
Okay. And we're talking about a room ringed with nine paintings, most of which are white, except for the presence of these elongated triangles that sort of slice up the space. And they're very evocative. You look at these green triangles, and it could be a blade of grass or a knife or an abstract form, and it's her mark. She also paints the frames and the sides of the canvases, and they're hard to describe, but she definitely has her own piercing style, I would say.
This isn't the first time the Whitney has highlighted a lesser-known artist. What is the museum trying to accomplish here?
Well, I think this show is a real triumph of revisionist scholarship, and the Whitney is doing an excellent job of challenging the canon. The story of 20th century art shut out many women in particular, and I don't know that there are that many Van Goghs working in obscurity today, meaning great artists who we haven't discovered. But there are many women artists of earlier generations who didn't have a chance to show and become part of the dialogue of their time.
Okay, let's talk about the other show, which is at the Jewish Museum. It's called Take Me, I'm Yours. And this is where visitors are not only encouraged to go up and touch the art, but you can take it home. Do you steal it? Do you pay for it?
Okay, believe it or not, this is the first show I know of comprised of 42 artists where you are encouraged to take the art home with you. Now, let me start off by saying that there are no Picassos or Matisses in the shows. We're talking about artists who are giving away stuff, some of it handmade, most of it handmade, actually. It includes more common objects than your usual artwork, such as pieces of individually wrapped candy,
okay,
cans of soda, temporary tattoos, paper bags. I think it's really a very playful show that encourages you to think about what a museum is. And one of the cardinal rules of museum going is that we are not supposed to touch the art. And it does make you think about what is the function of a museum. It's a very curator-driven show. I usually don't like curator-driven shows because I like the artists to be the stars instead of the curators. But in this case, I think they've hit upon such an interesting idea that most people will find the show very engaging.
Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Carmen Herrera, Lines of Sight, is now on view at the Whitney Museum through January 2nd of next year. And Take Me, I'm Yours is at the Jewish Museum through February 5th. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.